Hayes Cool Music. Summertime in the Yadkin Valley with 100.9 WIFM.
It's time for this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. Hope everybody's out there.
Doing great. All right, let's hit the trail. What have you got?
Okay. This weekend, we'll have the farmer's market again, as we've been having for the last 2 months. And we're hoping people will stop by, maybe buy a T-shirt, or you could actually volunteer and help us do some work there and talk to people about the trails. We also have ducks and turtles that we try to get people to adopt. And we got a special need for some money for a piece of stream restoration on the area called Crooked Creek, right above the Elkin Reservoir, where we're putting a small bridge in this fall with Mr. Riley Lyles. Is actually a high school senior project, and he's working with Will Gwynn and Duke Energy and Carl Rose and Joe Mickey and the Fish and Wildlife folks to help keep that stream from being muddy, and also to put a nice footbridge across there for bikers, hikers, runners, and that sort of thing. So we'll be having these activities at Saturday morning from 9 to 12 until the Pumpkin Festival, which is on the 22nd. And that day, there will also be the Insane Terrain running event. It'll be a 5K and a 25K, if you can believe it. It's going to go all the way out to Carter Falls and back. For you guys and gals who like to run, it'll be a great opportunity to get out and see some of the trails and enjoy what we're working on building. And you can check that out online for the Pumpkin Festival on the 22nd. Also, that afternoon at the end of the Pumpkin Festival is when we put the ducks in the water above the Elkin Library, and then the scouts typically catch them at the bottom. Logan Haynes, a park ranger from out west and now AmeriCorps member, is going to be helping us with that project along with Joe Hicks. Big thanks to Rosie Beverly. She helped us with a donation for the trails to for a special project that we'll be working on. So thanks to Rosie. She's always liked the trails, and we like Rosie and anybody else who enjoys our trails. So we have a grant that'll be due. We'll find out about October the 1st. And with that, we're putting in a 75-foot bridge on the next section of the Elkin and Allegheny Rail Trail, which is also the Mountain to Sea Trail. We've already got the matching money for that, and that was quite cool. We're also looking with the state at the next 36 acres beyond the current trail where the Granite Dust Trail beyond the second bridge, and that would take us to the Elkin Business Park, which would be about another mile of trail, and we're really excited about that. The Boy Scouts have already been out and done some work on a hiking trail in that area, so we're excited about working on this 36 acres. And there's another potential piece of property out there that we're looking at for maybe just hopefully some people will develop that, and that'll be a great place to put a house or just to live out there. It'll be near the mountain bike trail and Elkin Creek. This fall also, we're doing an upgrade of the Elkin Creek Mountain Bike Trail, and Phase 2, which is called Iron Mountain Mountain Bike Trail, and then a Phase 3. So we've gotten some grants for that, and we're excited, and Shirley Roundelman was able to help us with some money for that, so really appreciative. We're also working closely with Wilkes County Commissioners at Carter Falls. We put in the trail. We've got a trailhead there now, 15 car parking lot. Wilkes County did that. Thanks to Lowe's, picked us as a Lowe's hero, and they're going to help us with putting in a fence out there. And then Madeline Morphis and her mom and Troy Lutman, architect, are working on a kiosk to put out there at the parking area, which will be kind of cool. At Stone Mountain, we're adding about another mile of trail in this fall, and that'll complete the whole section from the Blue Ridge Parkway all the way into Wilkes County and through Stone Mountain, completely on trail. That's That 10 miles of park trail is part of Section 6 Mountain to Sea Trail that Elkin Valley Trails is the task force leader of, and so we're working with the park on that. We're also working east, going towards Mitchell River, thanks to Carolina Heritage Vineyard, and we're going to have a work day September the 8th, and that's going to be in Elkin Park on the mountain bike course, and September the 29th at Spice Farm Way. So if anybody wants to come out and work, just get online, and there's a place to volunteer on the website. So lots of other activities, building and construction going on, but that's about all the time I've got for right now. So any questions?
That's it, buddy. Oh. We appreciate you so much. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackley, with this week's Salem, or Elkin Valley Trails Association report, brought to you by Salem Motor Surgery. See you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.